chapter 2. And Yehoshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the sovereign of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came men in here tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the sovereign of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that have come to you, who entered into your house, for they have come to search out all the country. And the woman had taken the two men and hidden them, and said, These men were my clients, but I do not know where they came from. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue after them quickly, for you shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan, to the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up to them upon the roof. And she said to the men, I know that Yahweh has given you the land, and that we are really terrified of you, and that all the inhabitants of the land weary because of you. For we have heard how Yahweh dried up the Maim of the Sea of Reeds for you, when you came out of Mitzrayim, and what you did to the two sovereigns of the Amori that were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For Yahweh your power, he is Elohim in Shemaim above and in earth beneath. Now therefore promise me with an oath, sworn to me in the name of Yahweh, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness to my father's house, and give me a solemn pledge, and that you will rescue my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and rescue our lives from death. And the men answered her, Our life for yours, if you utter not our business, and it shall be, when Yahweh has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you. Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said to them, Go up to the mountain country, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide there for 3 days, until the pursuers have returned, and afterward you may go your way. And the men said to her, We will be blameless of this oath which you have made us swear, unless these conditions are met. Behold, when we come into the land, you shall bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which you did let us down by, and you shall bring your father and your mother and your brethren and all your father's household home to you. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if you report any of our business, then we will reject this oath which you have made us to swear. And she said, According to your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. And they went and came to the mountain, and abode there 3 days, until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. So the two men returned, and descended from the mountain, and passed over, and came to Yehoshua the son of Nun, and told him all the things that happened to them. And they said to Yehoshua, "Truly, Yahweh has given into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country are fearful of us." Please note that oaths are binding. If you take an oath in the name of the God of Israel, Yahweh, then you are bound by that oath. And this is why even the Gentile, Rahab, she knew about the oath. She knew that once she bound them, they could not just walk away. And so they had to agree. So therefore, even the Gentiles know the power of the Elohim we serve. End note.